Welcome to BGN Radio, the home of Blizzard Gaming Night and the Blizzard Gaming Night Invitational Tournament 3.
Frontier. These are the stories of the BGN Invitational Tournament 3, continuing mission to explore strange new maps, to seek out new players and new strategies, to boldly go where no StarCraft tourney has gone before.
Your home's security is an important issue, and one that can't be swept under the rug.
No!
If you want your home to be safe, install a cranky old man today.
I'm old! Gimme!
Cranky old man alerts the police and fire departments in case of an emergency, and even keeps away animals and children from your precious lawn, which raucous, half-intelligible alarms.
Oh no! We're all doomed!
Install a cranky old man today. It's one senior you won't regret having around the house.
Yeah.
In heaven there is no beer,
Previously at Blizzard Gaming Night Radio, the stakes went up just a little.
So I'm just wondering, what do you think you will do after this tournament is over? If you win, do you think you're going to take some sort of, I don't know, small victory celebration? Or if you lose, will you hang your head in shame or what?
Whatever happens after the tournament, there's going to be a lot of drinking involved. Probably champagne, although most likely a lot of beer pong. Ramvid's going to have to invite me out to a night of drinking for once. If I win. If he wins, I will pay for an entire night of drinking for Ramvid. So look forward to that, Ramvid. I know don't drink, but this time it's on me.
And then things went from ordinary drinking to just plain out of the ordinary.
You've just committed a fatal error. There's nothing we can do for you.
One quick question. Hello?
Yes, what can I do for you?
You work for Blizzard, right?
No, I don't work for Blizzard.
Okay, well, do you know anything about Diablo?
Not a ton, I'll be honest with you.
Hey, well, do you know if there are battle nets down?
I honestly haven't paid much attention to it. I couldn't tell you. I'm sorry.
That's all good. And by the way, what game
are you playing? StarCraft.
StarCraft. Oh, I have that game. I can't get the patches to load for some reason.
Oh, I see.
All right, well, see ya.
Yeah, take care.
Just a few moments later.
Although, he seems to be having a latency issue, so it could be latency just made the game stop.
This is almost too appropriate, too funny.
What are your thoughts?
My thoughts, I'm gonna drop out of the game. Serious, I don't know what happened.
I hate when that happens.
Of course. There was actually some StarCraft played on this night. Game number 1, Kylerace vs. Ramvid. Kylerace's map choice. The map of choice, Monty Hall.
Units of Kill Ace are just laying waste to Ramvid's main base. I think we will be seeing the GG momentarily. It's an interesting game. I think Ramvid could have had an opportunity to take more of an advantage than he did if he would have been able to expand one more time there at the top. Or even have a little bit better luck expanding that bottom left island expansion, too. But again, though, the moment Kill Ace got the economic advantage and had 4 expansions to Ramvid's 1, simple as that, was a GG before it even ended.
Game number 2, Kylerace versus Ramvid. Ramvid's map choice. The map of choice, Luna.
Kill Ace has dropped a High Templar and an Archon, and he is just devastating Ram's natural worker line. And with that lone Archon and High Templar, he managed to take out about 3 drones and a group of about 6 Zerglings. So at this point, it looks like Ram is doing his best to try and keep Kill Ace at bay, but I'm not certain that he'll be able to do that for much longer, as he only has 2 bases, which are not being used to their full potential, and Kill Ace has 5 to his credit. So at this point, it looks like Ram has just conceded the game. I must say it was a very hard-fought game on both sides. Unfortunately, I think Ram let an early advantage go to waste, and that may very well have been what cost him this game.
Well, all right. Perhaps things didn't remain as normal as you might have thought.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Here's to you, oh commentator of the 9-year-old game. Without you, we wouldn't know the difference between the river drop and the river pop. Mr. 9-year-old StarCraft commentator.
They say that real commentators play the game of StarCraft really well, but not you. You just miscontrol your units and look confused on the field of battle. You suck! You just proceed to speak what you see, and pray it doesn't make you sound so stupid. So crack open a nice cold Bud Light, O Swami of the TeamSpeak microphone. You might not make much sense, but at least you make StarCraft sound like something.
Just remember, that was only day one. What is going to happen tonight? Supposedly a guest or two is supposed to come in to enlighten the crowd. Supposedly there is a great announcement. You don't want to miss the broadcast of the BGN Invitational Tournament 3 Championship Series between Kyle Ace and Rambid. Kalehake currently has the lead in the series 2-0. However, as we all know when it comes to BGN, insanity abounds. Welcome to the BGN Invitational Tournament 3 Championship Series pre-game show. Here is your host, Space Dominator.
Hello and a pleasant good evening to you live from OpBGN, the home of Blizzard Gaming Night. Killa Ace, it might be up 2-0, but Rambit is far from being out. Blizzard Gaming Night Radio is pleased and honored to return to the old school roots of its broadcasts. Desastroso, as many of our viewers know, has had a great history of success at Blizzard Gaming Night, and has also had modest enough success in the BGN Invitational tournaments. Thankfully enough for us, of course, he never reached the finals, so he had the opportunity to broadcast the championship series with myself. He brought an insight, a unique flair, and admittedly some unique descriptions of the game of StarCraft in his broadcasts. I am again pleased and honored to welcome back into the fold, returning from the figurative grave, here he is, Desastroso. Mr. Desastroso, how are you this evening?
Hello all, I am fine. I'm very fine, and I am, I just want to see good games tonight.
Blizzard Gaming Night Radio is also pleased to welcome back the supposedly fully recovered Zorak from his experiences along with my own from last night. Zorak, have you recovered, and how are you tonight?
I'd say that I've recovered pretty well, and I think I'm ready for this evening.
Very good. However, of course, we know at Blizzard Gaming Night that it really isn't about us that you care about. So thus, before we get the obligatory .. from you-know-who, let's get this pregame show underway with the opening build order.
Let's get it started with today's build order. Today's build order is brought to you by Low Definition Television. Low Definition Television, sometimes it just looks better without the details.
First things first on the opening build order. If you missed the broadcast yesterday, shame on you. If you're here tonight, shame on us. Yesterday's day of broadcast were probably indicative of the way a lot of this particular tournament has gone. Almost surreal. Very Twilight Zone-ish, the best way I can describe it. Killa Ace and Rambit, however, did actually play 2 games on the evening, and game number 1 was played on the map of Monty Hall, a Zerg versus Protoss affair, which lasted 23 minutes and 31 seconds. Ultimately, the game ended with Killa Ace recalling a force of Zealots and much more into the main base of Rambit and annihilating the main base from the inside. But of course, the more memorable moment had to be about halfway through the game, Zorak and Tanch, who were serving as my co-broadcasting partner and my third-party source, both disappeared. Zorak en route, of course, to picking up his sister in town, and Tanch probably on a drug, you know, ring or something, or getting a drink or alcohol, who knows, we'll have to ask him later, I suppose. But of course, funny enough, then in comes this random fellow. Probably a kid around the age of 11 or 12. And of course, the first question any 10 or 11-year-old kid asks to a person like me while I'm in the middle of talking about a game of StarCraft, Space Dominator, are you an employee of Blizzard? And of course, he was curious about the status of the Diablo Battle.net servers, of all things, thus explaining what you heard at the beginning of this pregame show. But then that was only the, basically the tip of the iceberg, as Killa and Ramba then played game number two on the map Aluna, a Zerg versus Protoss affair, which concluded with Killa Ace ultimately having the economic control and forcing Ramba to ultimately concede. Of course, in typical Blizzard Gaming Night fashion, my computer decides to lose connection to the internet. However, the connection from my other computer that had the TeamSpeak server running stayed online, thus allowing for Zorak to continue the broadcast and broadcast game number two on his own, quite admirably, again, as I might add. However, both of the two games were truly what I call the eye of the storm, as despite the chaos that was going outside, well, and there was enough chaos to go around, the games were really entertaining on the inside. They were hard fought, yeah, there you go, and good battles, and we expect the same sort of thing tonight. Zorak, I have to ask you this first. Have you seen anything as crazy as you've seen last night?
In terms of actual gameplay, or in terms of the technical difficulty?
The whole thing.
I would say that this has probably been one of the more memorable BGN tourneys that we've had.
In terms of the insanity, or in terms of the success?
Well, I'd say we've met with a little bit of success here, and things have definitely been insane, so all things considered, I think we've done a pretty good job.
See, Des, this is what happens when you go away for a while. See, the whole tournament, everything just goes into haywire. I don't know why, I don't understand it, but... Anyways, the schedule for the events for tonight. There is the potential. Yes, the potential. I won't... Sorry, Hydrowing, and sorry, everyone, for saying that. The potential for 5 games to be played on this evening. I recommend coffee, tea, something if it gets that far. The third game will begin around the bottom of the hour. We might run a little bit over due to the late start of the pregame show, but it should begin around 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or, for my good friends in Texas, 9 p.m. Central Time. The map choice will again be alternating between Killa Ace and Ramvid, with Killa Ace getting the map choice in game number 3, which could be a key advantage, as that could give him a 3-0 lead going into Ramvid's map choice in game number 4. Please note that we will be forced to limit the number of observers in each of the games that are played between Killa Ace and Ramvid. Then again, it looks like that's going to be another huge problem with the huge overflow crowd that we have in the room. Please understand that we want our players to be playing the championship match in the best possible of conditions. However, remember, you have the luxury of hearing the live play-by-play of the games. Game number 3 from Zorak and Desastroso right here at Blizzard Gaming Night Radio. Later on during the pregame show, we will also be revealing the heavily secretive announcement about the next upcoming Blizzard Gaming Night tournament, which has been held under wraps for probably a good month. After this commercial break, we will be back, and we will be picking the brains of Zorak and Desastroso, as they have a purpose here besides listening to me talk, about what's been happening in this series, and what will likely be happening in the games ahead. We'll also be going into their thoughts about the advantage of going random, and of course, their thoughts about the highly anticipated sequel to the game we all love in StarCraft II. And no pregame show at the BGN Invitational Tournament 3 would be complete without a mad math minute from Zorak. This is Blizzard Gaming Night Radio.
Do you think you have the capability, the charm, and the wit to commentate games of StarCraft on a regular basis? Can you tell the difference between a 7-pool and an 8-pool and lack the capability to execute those maneuvers yourself? Then you sound like a perfect candidate for commentating on StarCraft games. You don't need a good voice or talent. You just need a degree from the Space Dominator School for StarCraft Storytelling, which, by the way, is a long, convoluted way for saying broadcasting StarCraft games. Just listen at the wonder we have done with some of our previous students.
Never mind what, it's recording. Oh, that'll be cut out.
Buenos dias, señores y señoritas. Here is Desastroso from Germany. And we will take now a short review about Space Dominators Group, that is Group 2.
And if you think we are just limited to talking about melee games of StarCraft, you are wrong. We will talk about anything in the world of StarCraft, whether it be SCV football, StarCraft Fortress, you name it. Just listen to some of these brilliant clips of some of our past students.
Danielle, are you watching the game?
I'm watching. The red ones are going. The red ones are going. The blue ones are pretty much standing still.
The red one has the ball, touchdown! Another one by Kevin, 21-7.
Now I know to many of you out there it sounds really difficult and it's really intimidating to hear such high quality, perfect broadcasts from our students every single time. But don't worry, after years of practice you can be just as good as us, and perhaps even Des will reward you by saying, that was the GG. Remember, State Dominator School for StarCraft Storytelling is your only source to be the next superstar in the world of StarCraft broadcasting.
Back to the BGN Invitational Tournament 3 Championship Series pre-game show. Here is your host, Space Dominator.
All right, welcome back to the pre-game show for the BGN Invitational Tournament 3. This segment is brought to you by Sniper Strippers. Sniper Strippers. Just one look at a sniper stripper and it'll make you go, cheerio. And as we said, yesterday there actually was two games played on the evening. However, of course, that was the side story to the real story, but we'll actually try to stick to the StarCraft part of the work. So, Zorak, your thoughts about what you saw yesterday in terms of the gameplay between Ramvid and Killa Ace?
Well, I can certainly say that we saw quite a bit of action from both of our contestants here, and they played two very hard-fought games. A lot of bouncing back and forth on the battlefield, very aggressive tactics on Ram's part, and good micro on both sides, and a lot of expanding. And I think that we are going to see something very similar to that tonight.
All right. I think we've let our good friend from Germany sit long enough and let him spew about the thoughts that he's going to talk about. Desastroso, when you saw that Killa Ace and Ramvid were playing in the championship series, what was your initial thought?
Who was? I don't... really, I don't remember. I just... Well, okay. I remember a bit. I thought, what the fuck? Killa is again in this finals? I just want to see if he's able to manage it to be the winner again, or if he has to lose this time versus Ramvid.
All right, based on your past knowledge of the two players, what do you think the keys are for them to have success to the remainder of the way in this series?
Ooh, okay. First of all, I would say for Killa Ace, he should play like he's used to play. He's a strong player, a very intelligent player, and a solid player. So that means he should just try to maintain not only map control, but control of the game if he wants to win. And I think he's able to. He has a good macro management. If Ramvid wants to win this game or this series, I think he should try to surprise Killa Ace in some sort so that he's able to pull off his micromanagement. He's able to, well, to pull off well.
All right, I have to ask you, Zorak. You've seen, well, all right, you saw 1.5 games. That's more than I technically saw. So what do you think are the key adjustments that Ramvid needs to make to win this series or to even steal a game, perhaps?
Well, I think he needs to keep it up as far as his aggression is concerned. But like I said before, at the end of my broadcast, that if he is going to expand, he needs to make sure that he puts those expansions to their fullest use. I think it really hurt him that he had expanded, you know, two times before, and Killa Ace had even finished expanding once, but and yet Killa Ace was already ahead economically because there just weren't enough workers. So I think if he can change that, he can get a pretty strong advantage, and he can push from there.
One thing I noticed, too, that it's one thing to be aggressive, but it's another thing also to have being aggressive work in your favor. A lot of the attacks, you know, did not do a lot of damage. There were a lot of stalemates throughout. The drops, you know, they had some effectiveness, I have to admit, but they didn't do as much damage as they probably should have. So when Ramvid plays aggressive, he needs to be sure that he's actually doing damage to Killa Ace. By playing aggressive, he's allowing Killa Ace just to sit back, play a smarter game, and ultimately take control of the game as well. I know it's a fine-edged sword, so Ramvid's playing the right way. He just needs to do more of it and to have it be much more effective than he has been doing. Dacestro, so I have to ask you as well, though. Based on your experiences with the two players, what do you think the weaknesses are of both Ramvid and Killa Ace?
That's a tough question. About Killa Ace, I think his weakness, beginning of the game, I would say he's more a macro. So if you're able to steal his economic or to gain an advantage and to just push him back in the beginning, Rambit would be able to win a game or to at least be able to win one. About Rambit, I don't know that much because as you told me that he improved, I can't say a lot about his weakness. I just remember that when I knew him, he seemed to forget from time to time certain routine things, as I do, like building units or building workers or forgetting upgrades or stuff like that.
Fair.
What I would say.
Yeah, I'd agree. Fair enough. All right, here's been the question I think that's been the overwhelming theme besides all the Twilight Zone moments. The idea is that Killa Ace and Ramvid, we've discussed this probably in nauseam, so we have to ask Des for your opinion. By going random, does that really give a player that much of an advantage in a game of StarCraft?
Depends on how good you are with the different races. I think you can have a lot of advantage, but you also can have disadvantage, depending on map, depending on matchup, depending on your own style of playing the game and the races. But usually I would say you are strong enough with all three races, it's an advantage. Definitely.
Well, I agree. That's pretty much what Zorak was saying yesterday, as he just said in the chat room, but one thing I think, though, playing against someone that is going random, I almost think that a player is going to almost play a little bit safer than usual. Do you agree with that assessment in any way?
Yes, that's true. But that's true what you say, but the problem is, if you are Terran, for example, and your opponent is random, you have to make an early choice of whether to tech or to go infantry, because, well, as we all know, infantry doesn't do too well versus Protoss or Terran. So this is one of the things, or one of the advantages that are, that come into game when you try to play random.
Now here's another question we've been talking about too. How about map choice? In your opinion, does that make as much of an advantage in a game or not?
Yeah, I would say yes. Depends also on the map and how you are used to that map. But when I see Killa Ace, or when we analyze Killa Ace playing in the first finals versus, I don't know his
name anymore. Pacific Ace Tibbs.
Yeah, exactly. Pacific Tibbs. I think his possibility to choose island maps was the key element in this series, because he was able to not only have an advantage on island maps, as he's used to play them, but also to make Pacific Tibbs angry or in some sort inconvenient with the maps, and therefore gain an advantage. Yes, frustrated, exactly. So it can be a great advantage if you you know a map very well and know how to play on that map.
Of course, though, Kill Ace has admitted to us that we're probably not going to see as many islands here as he claimed that Ramvid, his opponent's a pretty good island player, and I can attest to that as well. But yeah, exactly as you said, we also cited, too, that the home field advantage, in a sense, that Kill Ace had in the first series gave him quite a big advantage. But now this series is a little bit different, because we're talking about two New Yorkers, two good friends, and then, of course, they've got enough friends in their own little area that play the game of StarCraft, too. So you almost wonder, where the sides are drawn and where the lines are drawn in the sand. A.K.A. who's going to drink with the winner or who's going to put the rear on the loser, it's one of those things. So, exactly. Zorak so aptly put, who is good and who is evil. Zorak, do you have any thoughts about either of the two issues that we just brought up?
Well, I guess I can't really add too much more than what I said yesterday. For the most part, Des pretty much said what I said almost verbatim, even though he didn't even hear the broadcast yesterday. As far as map choice is concerned, I don't know. I guess, like you said, we may not be seeing too many island maps here, but I think that Delays will pick at least one in this tourney because, that's one of his strengths. And even if Ram is a good island player, I think Kill Ace will want to try and play to his strengths with at least one map.
And of course, like they always say, it's the silent ones that you should be afraid of. Of course, we heard Kill Ace talk, and Ramvid does not have a microphone yet, so read into that all you want. But here's kind of the question that I thought would be an interesting one to ask. We know that the BGN Invitational tournaments are pretty much a long, large-scale tournament that lasts for a long while. So it's a pretty good test of a player's skill and their ability. But here's the real question. Does the player that wins the BGN Invitational tournaments, do we consider them the best overall player of the game of StarCraft at Blizzard Gaming Night? Zorak, go ahead and respond first.
Well, if Kill Ace wins this again, I think that's going to be a pretty big indicator as to the answer to that question.
So in your opinion, so a melee game basically, in your mind, construes every possible skill that a StarCraft player needs to have to be considered overall the best.
Well, yeah, because, it requires strategy and it requires tactics and economic management and, all manner of different facets in this game. And the melee really is the definitive form of StarCraft, Everything else is just focused on one particular facet where this tries to bring all of them together.
Desastroso, your thoughts?
I remember that this question was once asked in the forums. It's like 4 years ago or 5 years ago where you discussed it with a guy. And, I would say the winner doesn't necessarily have to be the best one because how you define the best. And you can say that Kill Ace has had an easier way or he has had a stronger way than Ramvid. You just can't say he's the best one. What you can say is that it looks like he's a player that is able to play good in the tournament and to... Well, yes, to be a solid player, but I wouldn't say that you can say he's the best one because, how you define that? By winning the series, you could also define it by other stuff like winning a best of three or winning a best of 10 with no island maps or winning a best of 5 with just island maps. Yeah, best of 11, whatever. So, it's an indicator in a special way that you can say he's in the top, but I wouldn't say that you are able to define he's the best one. a bit hard for me to explain because I don't have the whole vocabulary I want to. But I think it's clear what I want to say.
No, it's actually a pretty tricky question, and of course there's a reason I'm asking for it, which we'll get to in a little bit. The thing is, too, here's something else I was thinking about a little bit, too. Does playing melee help you more in preparation for playing games on use map settings maps, or do use map settings games help you more in melee? Desastroso, your thoughts.
Depends also on the UMS, but I would usually say that melee games are helping you more because in melee games you have usually all the different situations you have in UMS games too, just that in UMS games or maps you are focused on just one part of the just one part of you know what I mean. Just one part of the game, while in melee games you need every single aspect.
Well, I do agree with that, but one thing though, what if that one aspect though that you're not very good at is the one that's causing you to repeatedly lose games, for example, in a melee setting or in a use map setting? It seems like you need to have some way to have a combination of both. Zorak, your thoughts?
Well, I think it really depends on the use map settings game. I mean, some of them are just kind of pointless, and others might very well help you develop a certain skill. And I would say the opposite from what Des is saying. I think like if you play one of those micro tournament games and you get really good at that, that'll help you get better at that, and then you can bring that skill into a melee game, and your melee game will be that much better because one particular facet of your game has improved. And you know, if you can play a bunch of different UMS games that that touch on all the different facets, then it will help you when you're in a melee game. It's kind of like almost like training in sports, maybe not quite, but like, you know, you can either do strength training or training for endurance or flexibility, and the whole reason why these athletes train is to get better in whatever sport they're participating in, where they may be using a combination of two or all three facets. You know, they don't play the game to get better at strength or agility or endurance or flexibility. They train those aspects so that they can get better at their game.
Well, for example, too, I'll just even take a more literal approach to it. A player that just continually plays game after another might gain more experience, but do they really improve at all? You're going to gain experience is something that you're going to improve upon, but where you become a better player is in those practices that you play in the background, you know, those different features that improve your game in different aspects. So I'd almost argue in a lot of ways that different use map settings maps will help you play melee a lot better than you just repeatedly playing a melee game after a melee game after a melee game. Of course, we can go into lots of examples. StarCraft Fortress teaches, you know, in my opinion, all about the, you know, it's the best team map, period, in StarCraft, as it forces you to learn how to correlate units, use small forces, and basically develop a strategy on the fly. Now, that's one thing people don't realize a lot about that map, too. It's timed. So you have to be able to think and communicate with your partners real quick, because the moment you stop, things collapse. However, this discussion, we could probably go on for quite a bit. But of course, the reason I brought this up is it relates directly into the announcement of the next competition. And for that, I will send it over to my pre-recorded MP3.
Blizzard Gaming Night prides itself on its unique community of players. Each of the members of Blizzard Gaming Night brings something to the table which helps to continue to make the community grow and expand. Some of the members are great at the melee aspect of the game, such as those you are hearing about in the championship series tonight. Some of the members are great at the use map settings aspect of the game, such as those who have had success in snipers and in basketball. And of course, StarCraft Fortress.
while others just seem to have a genuine mix of both. However, the key to being a great player of the game of StarCraft lies in possession of the skills and the traits that make you a threat regardless of the map, regardless of the game type, and regardless of the situation. Do you think you have what it takes to endure the trials and the challenges to prove your ultimate worth as the best overall player at Blizzard Gaming Night? Then enter the newest tournament being hosted by Blizzard Gaming Night, the Blizzard Gaming Night Marathon. It's an opportunity to learn about your strengths and weaknesses, and ultimately should prove who is the best overall player of the game of StarCraft at Blizzard Gaming Night. The BGN Marathon will be taking place 6 Friday nights in a row, starting the first Friday in September, Friday, September 7th, and going until October 12th. Each night, the competition will begin at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in the channel Op BGN. There are 5 weeks of 4 unique events, ranging in 4 categories, from sports, to team, to potpourri, to free-for-all, all intended to test you on different skills, such as micromanagement, execution, speed, teamwork, economic efficiency, the ability to see a player's image in the eyes of their own opponents, and most importantly, to be able to withstand pressure. You compile points throughout the 5 weeks, and then in the 6th and final week, a 1-versus-1 tournament concludes the festivities. Whoever has the most points wins the BGN Marathon. Do you think you have what it takes? Then prepare yourself for the race of your life, the Blizzard Gaming Night Marathon, starting September 7th, 2007.
Welcome back to the BGN Invitational Tournament 3 Championship Series pre-game show. Here is your host, Space Dominator.
For your record as well, the BGN Marathon also has a full rules description up on the web. You can read more about the Blizzard Gaming Night Marathon at http://www.swoopzone.com/bgn/marathon.html. That URL one more time, http://www.swoopzone.net/bgn/marathon.html. The description there is pretty short and concise and to the point. To save all of those out there who I know love to read pages of pages, you will be disappointed, as I kept it quite into a pretty simple outlined form of how the competition will work. That site also has full details about the 16 maps that have been chosen. And I also should take this opportunity to let you know that this idea was coordinated with our good friend, Marine. So anyways, on that long note, I think it's about time that we talk about StarCraft II. After all, as it said, it's about time. So Zorak, I know you have had tons of opinions from the start. Please enlighten us with some of your opinions and thoughts about StarCraft II.
Just about the game in general, or any particular
anything you'd like to bring up?
Where would you like me to start?
Anything or everything.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess this is a game that many people have been waiting for so long that at this point it's almost scary that it's been announced and that it's in development, because it could very easily destroy people's hopes for what the game should be. StarCraft set the bar so high that it may not be possible for people to see StarCraft II as better or even the same in terms of quality. And I don't know, I guess a couple of concerns that I had just regarding what I had seen from their videos was, I guess, graphically it looks good, but I guess certain models within the game didn't seem very good. For example, the Terran siege tank looks way better for what the guys had done over at Project Revolution than what the Blizzard team had developed for StarCraft II, but I'm told that they're going to fix it and make it look more menacing instead of just plain cartoony. And then, of course, there are more concerns with gameplay, like, you know, the addition of this mothership thing that could potentially wreak havoc on, you know, on balance and just throw things completely out of whack. Hopefully they'll figure that out and get everything up and running and they'll have a good game that, you know, the masses can play. And speaking of the masses, I certainly hope that they do not decide to leave Linux users out of the loop here. You know, I've posted on the forums a couple of times questions asking if they're going to port that game to Linux, but they haven't said anything yet. So hopefully it's because they're taking that into consideration rather than just ignoring, but we'll see.
Dacestoro, so I know Germany probably celebrated for months after, you know, the announcement. So your thoughts about StarCraft II?
I have to admit what Zarek said in aspects. What my thoughts are, that I just don't hope that the game gets too many, that it gets too similar to, what's the word, Warcraft 3, because I don't know what I like about StarCraft is that it's a fast game and that the whole gameplay can change so fast. I mean, I just can give you the example from Killaes when he played Tibbs. This one plague turned the whole game, and I just hope that Blizzard doesn't change that, because that's why I love this game. And I do see the danger that that the whole gameplay is getting lower, slower, and that units get stronger. Well, that's what I don't want to see. We'll see about that. I just hope that let's say it like that. I think that it will be a good game, but I don't know if it will be able to get the standards that StarCraft has made. Just a unique game and a very balanced game and a very popular game too. That are my thoughts.
I have two very simple thoughts, because obviously we're a little bit behind the time here. One, it better have StarCraft Fortress in it, and two, thank God the Reaver's still in there. That's all we really need to talk about, and that's my opinion. After this short, this last segment was brought to you by Die Rechtsanwälte Bier und Bong. Die Rechtsanwälte Bier und Bong, excuse me. Wenn ihr Bier kein Gutes schmeckt, nehmen Sie Geld von den Bierfirmen. And after this short break, we will be back with the Mad Math Minute from Zorak. This is Blizzard Gaming Night Radio.
Ja, it's near power stop overall Roma. Het motorvermiel heeft een insane bakcentraal. Vraag waarom gebruikt u eigenlijk Roma?
Roma, dat gaat vanzelf. Ik vind het tenminste heel erg. Ik gebruik het al jaren, maar is het er is eigenlijk al. Het zuurt veel lekker in de vorm. Het ziet er smakelijk uit dat de tafel komt.
Prachtig bruin, prachtig.
Ja, Roma bakt en braadt nu eenmaal dit.
Welcome back to the BGN Invitational Tournament 3 Championship Series pre-game show. Here is your host, Space Dominator.
Can't touch and resist. This Trubisky gas can make me all right.
Blizzard Gaming Night Radio present a mad, mass minute with a rack.
Okay, so for this evening's Mad Math Minute, I guess we're just going to go back to the very basics. We're going to learn about inequalities. And basically what that means is it's a comparison between two different quantities to see which one is bigger. And how this ties into StarCraft is usually the person with more units or more workers will end up winning the game. So just keep in mind while you're playing that more is always better, and keep up your scouting and use your inequality skills to bring you to victory.
Tonight's Mad Math Minute with Zorik was brought to you by Math Tutors R Us. Math Tutors R Us. If you go anywhere else, we will differentiate you. Desastroso, your last thoughts on the games that are coming ahead tonight.
I just want them to be fine played.
And I have to ask you one more thing, too. But if before the series began, what would have your prediction been for this series between Killa Ace and Ram?
Well, due to the fact that Killa Ace has been so often in the... I think he will do it in the end. But I think that Ram will be able to win 1, 2, maybe 3 games. If he plays smart.
Zorak, your final thoughts?
I might have to modify what I said yesterday a little bit. I predicted that that it was going to go 3-for-3 with a big battle towards the end to see who was going to take the tournament. But I think now this is going to end with Kill Ace in the lead and Ramvid maybe winning 2 games here.
So you're both very optimistic about a long night. Very good, so we'll have to rotate who's talking as we're all going to lose our voices. But anyways, I will stick with my prediction, unlike, you know, my flip-flopper over there. Killa Ace will win in 5 games, bottom line. No doubt, we all remember what happened the last time I made a definitive prediction. It came true. But anyways, in just a couple of moments, we will begin game number 3 of the BGN Invitational Tournament 3 Championship Series. And of course, I will be watching from behind as Desastroso and Zorak give you the play-by-play and the analysis of the game. Thank you for listening to tonight's pregame show. Good luck to the players, and most importantly, good luck to Desastroso and Zorak, and may the internet be with you.
Thanks. Okay, Zorak, word to you.
One second.
I'm sorry.
One second.
Begin to talk.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Ceremonial First Pitch Thrower Outer.
Mr. Ceremonial First Pitch Thrower Outer.
Dressed in slacks, button-down shirt, and ball cap, you take to the mound, announcing to everyone in attendance, I am fully prepared to make a complete fool of myself.
You're on TV.
Over the backstop, halfway to the plate, into the back of the umpire's head. Who knows where your throw will land?
It hit me in the groin.
Your fastball was clocked at a breathtaking 8.5 miles an hour.
That's almost 10.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, oh Friar of the Fireball. Watching you will always be our favorite pastime.
Mr. Ceremonial First Thrower Outer.
Bud Light, beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back for the broadcast of game number 3 of the BGN Invitational Tournament 3 Championship Series. Here are your broadcasters, Zorak.
Am I supposed to have a line here?
And Desastroso.
That's the GG.
Take it away, Desastroso and Zorak.
Take it away, Destroso and Zora.
Okay, so what map are we gonna play on, and who's gonna open that?